Proverbs 15:22 says, "Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established." There are times when we know what needs to be done and we know how to do it. There's nothing wrong with taking care of your business without involving others when such assistance isn't actually needed. But this proverb is based upon a very important truth. We don't know everything. Only God Almighty is omniscient and stands without any need of our counsel or assistance. I love Psalm 50 verse 12, where the Lord says, "If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof." But the moment we believe that we don't need God's counsel, we are in terrible trouble. And sometimes we just need good counsel from our elders and from those we know who have a superior level of knowledge and understanding, especially in that particular matter that we're dealing with. And this proverb clearly applies to things we do in the course of our everyday lives. As it says, "Without counsel, purposes are disappointed." Have you ever wondered why local governments and state government enforce strict building codes? Building codes are necessary because so many people have built houses and apartments and other buildings, even church buildings and warehouses and such, without the counsel of those who know what they're doing. And it's been disastrous. And the same thing will happen to the plans you make for building your life if you don't welcome counsel from God's Word and from wise elders who can instruct you in God's Word while also providing practical wisdom that they've gained in life. And they've also gained from listening to their elders. For my entire adult life, I've watched young people spend years and squander tens of thousands of dollars getting college degrees that are totally useless. They wouldn't listen to counsel, and many parents then enable their children by just being happy they're going to college, and they pay for some or all of that useless degree. The purpose of going to that school was to acquire a skill and gain credentials that will enable them to work and make a livable wage or salary. But many of these young people enter their mid-20s, late-20s, even early-30s with a useless degree. And they may end up even going back to school and spending several more years and tens of thousands more in dollars to get a degree and or credentials that will serve that purpose. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. And of course, that requires good counsel, biblical counsel, and wise counsel. If you get your counsel from fools, your purposes will turn out as bad or worse than having no counsel at all. But we're watching a nation and our entire world follow fools. Instead of following God's Word and following wise believers who live by God's Word, this generation of fools follows human wisdom that is built upon man-made fairy tales. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 1 describes this, saying, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." The first source of true wisdom is God's Word. And when He gives us clear counsel, that is where we should start. Psalm 73:24 says, "Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory." And when you need wise counsel from wise people that surround us, we should choose to listen to those whose lives exhibit such wisdom. You should be able to see the wisdom on that person and in their lives. As James 3:13 says, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom." Let us be humble and seek counsel from God and from those whose source of wisdom is the Word of God. If we do that, God will establish us in that wisdom, and He will bless our work for His glory. In Jesus' name.